Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is the Alex Jones Show, and sitting in for Alex is Erskine of Erskine Overnight and my friend Jack Blood of Deadline Live that comes on a lot of these same GCN stations right after Alex Jones from 2 to 4 Central. My program, Erskine Overnight, is on 11 p.m. Saturday nights. That's Central Time. We're talking about lots and lots of situations that are going on in the news today. And I want to thank, a big thank you to Alex Jones for allowing us to sit in for him. One of the issues that's up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanets.com, is that the American Legion declares war on protesters. The American Legion has 2.7 million members, declared war on anti-war protesters. Speaking at the National Convention in Honolulu, the group's national commander called for an end to all public protests and media events against the war. When you're looking at that, what in the world did they fight for? And a lot of the people in the American Legion are World War II veterans. Why did they fight World War II? And what do they not understand about bringing out the truth, the absolute truth of why we went into Iraq and what's occurring in Iraq? Did they enjoy Vietnam that much that they don't remember it? What is going on? Have we gone into a collective cocoon? What do you think, Jack?
Well, I mean, here's what we always hear, is that we're aiding and abetting the enemy. That Cindy Sheehan is making life better and motivating the enemy. Of course, we know who the real enemy is, and so I don't happen to believe that. In fact, I think the enemy is being quite demotivated by somebody like Cindy Sheehan. And it's ironic that they tell us that the troops are out there fighting for our rights, fighting for our freedom. Yet they don't want us to use that freedom.
Saying you can't protest.
Yeah, they don't want us to use the freedom that the troops are fighting for. That makes a lot of sense, Erskine.
Doesn't it, though? And then the other story that I want you to comment on, because you've got the inside scoop on this, Mr. Blair joining the Carlyle Group. Now, the interesting thing about the Carlyle Group, this is a group that manufactures munitions, et cetera. They've never had a successful defense program that they have done. This is the group that's used by the pump-and-dump operations of the Bush administration. This is the group that, in part, owns a lot of radio and communications. The Carlyle Group is the all-inclusive Bush, and also included in that group at one time were the Bin Ladens, who were part of it. And the Carlyle Group also, for those of you who are UFO fanatics, they are the ones that operate Area 51. It's operated by the Carlyle Group.
Yeah.
Now, what about Blair joining the Carlyle Group? Is that a payoff for being such a wonderful person and all the support he's given?
Oh, you better believe it. In fact, they call the Carlyle Group, it's nicknamed the Ex-President's Club. And, you know, they do a lot of work with the British military. In fact, they just had a joint venture where they were making these robots that can watch you, listen to you, and if necessary, kill you. Those are being sent to the front lines in Iraq right now. They actually take money from pension funds. Now, this sounds familiar because this is what they went after Jimmy Hoffa for. They take money from pension funds. They like to use the Texas pension funds. They borrow that money. After they wipe out a defense contractor, a legitimate defense contractor, they go and take over that company with this stolen money, and then they, of course, use their influence to make that one of the bigger companies around. As you mentioned, they're in media. They tried to buy Universal Pictures not too long ago. They just recently bought Lowe's Cinemas, so every Lowe's Cinema, folks, you go to is putting money into the Carlyle Group's pocket. John Major is also a member. James Baker is a member. The Queen of England and the Windsors are investors. As you mentioned, the Bin Ladens are investors. George W. Bush Sr. is on the board. They say he was taken off, but that's just like Cheney is no longer affiliated with Halliburton. And now, yes, Tony Blair. Good job, Tony Lapdog. We're now going to reward you with billion-dollar contracts and the biggest, largest, fastest-growing defense company privately held in the world, the Carlyle Group.
Brian Mulroney of Canada, etc. Now, more when we get back on the Alex Jones radio program. Sitting in, Erskine and Jack Blood, 800-259-9231.
Hey, Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
The 5th Annual Seniors Expo is coming to Mystic Lake Casino Hotel September 19th and 20th. Door prizes, free drawings, and nonstop fun. Featuring the Ms. Minnesota Senior Pageant, Dr. Dale Anderson, who prescribes laughter for health, the Plymouth Playhouse Church Basement Ladies, the Silver Sneakers, and more. Learn all about the new Medicare prescription plan from the Social Security Administration. See a fashion show. Have fun with the Bees and Mariner and the Magic Men. There's something new every hour. All this, plus hundreds of products, drawings, and fantastic giveaways. The 5th Annual Seniors Expo celebrates all that's good about getting older. It's all happening at Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, September 19th and 20th. For discount tickets, visit 101expos.com or call 612-798-7256. Sponsored in part by Mystic Lake Casino Hotel, KSTC, KSTP, Medica, and Ebenezer. Save the date, September 19th and 20th at Mystic Lake.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, this is the Alex Jones Radio Show, the most informative 3 hours in radio. With Erskine sitting in with Jack Blood, we're just keeping the seat warm until Monday when Alex returns. Jack Blood's program, Deadline Live, 2 to 4 Central Time, over most of the same GCN radio stations. My program, Erskine Overnight, 11 p.m. Saturday in Love. People asked me last time, spell your name so we can write to you. Erskine at Erskine, the best way is E-R-S-K-I-N-E on radio.com. Erskine on radio.com. That's my website. Now, let's go immediately to Stuart in Texas. Let's go to Steve in Chicago first. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you've been waiting the longest. You're on the Alex Jones radio program.
Thanks a lot, guys. Hi, Jack. Hi, Erskine. Thanks a lot for filling in for Alex today. Send a whole bunch of Chicago love his way for us, would you?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what, it's an honor to sit in for Alex Jones.
Amen.
Well, it's also an honor to be on this show. Erskine, prior to the last break, you had mentioned, you know, all the things going on today revolve around the money. And one of the things that's always been in my head is if you want to follow a crime, follow the money.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Now,
that's what they did with Watergate, isn't it, Steve?
Oh, it sure is. Well, it's the easiest thing. If you want to find out who's involved, find out who got paid. Right? And one of the things that Jack was talking about today is 9-12, the next 9-11, the next 9, you know, the next event that's going to be the grand cover story.
Let's talk about let's talk about it, how it really is. I mean, this is a movie. 9/11 was a movie, so it's a sequel, right? So the sequel to 9/11 is 9/12. I just wanted to set the record straight because this is basically a Hollywood production. Go ahead.
Well, I've been a commodities analyst for 15 years, and about 5 years ago, I came across the Alex Jones Show and listened to it kind of tongue-in-cheek until I realized almost every single thing he's ever said was so on target. And
I know, isn't that a weird awakening when you discover that what you've been hearing, and you check out the information that Alex gives, and it checks out, and you're going, oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, imagine from my friends and family, here's this boring as heck, you know, business suit guy, you know, straight-laced, boring guy. And then all of a sudden, you know, Alex lights my fire. I start researching and looking into things. And now I can relate the reality of the nonsense going on today to what's going to affect the market into the future.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that I think Jack is really onto is the sequel event. To me, you know, I was telling friends, family, clients, or, you know, what have, anybody I could really get that would fog up a mirror and would listen to me, that going into the year 2000, we were really running a very high risk of having a major sell-off. And then coming into the latter part of 01, when the markets were really just on the brink of falling apart, we have 9/11. Magically, you know, the markets themselves tank. And we have 9/11 as this grandiose cover story, so nobody was asking any questions about the $8 trillion that got ripped off from the market.
And then today we've got the same thing. Why are we going into Iran? Iran, not Iraq. Why are we going into Iran? They're starting their own commodity, their own oil commodity board coming up in March. We've got a very short period to go into Iran. It isn't about nukes or anything else. It's about the commodities board that they're going to be setting up. When you're looking at the situation today, you're looking at a dire situation. The president's popularity is down to 45%. The commodities, we're looking at what's been going on with the taking away the dollar with the China. We're looking at a major, major meltdown of the U.S. economy, aren't we?
Absolutely. And I think the 9/12 or the sequel event, like Jack just called it, I don't believe we're going to see that sequel until after October the 27th when the new Bankruptcy Reform Act comes online.
Okay, in September they've got the new rules coming in about housing. No more of the interest-only houses, and they're going to require some money down.
Right.
This is going to be the catalyst that'll do it, because when we're looking at this, we're looking at the housing market busting. When you have a housing market bust, then we're really in trouble.
Yeah, and that's what they do. They loan us the money in times of prosperity. This was Bill Clinton's job to inflate that bubble, and then it's George Bush's job. This is always what the Bushes like to do. They seem to actually enjoy this, deflating the economy and, of course, sucking out all the real wealth that was, of course, accomplished by fiat currency. In fact, a story just came out today. Greenspan keeps secrets of success, and it goes on to detail about how you'll never know how Greenspan really operates the Federal Reserve, which, by the way, is more sophisticated in a technological level than NORAD or NORCOM or something, with all of its sophisticated computers transferring billions of dollars a day here to there. But you'll never know how Greenspan accomplishes all of this magic, because he's not telling. These are all secrets. And we have to remember also, regarding the Federal Reserve, $1 billion a day in interest payments. We'll have a $365 billion deficit right off the bat of every year, because we're paying $1 billion a day to interest to a private banking company with no, not federal, with no reserves, who has never been audited.
So if you really want to make money in the stock market today, you better be shorting it. If you want to make money for tomorrow, you better be looking at gold. Anything else that you'd like to comment on Steve?
Well, I think your timing, we're probably closer to a near-term bounce at the moment. But when this bounce has run its course, I think we are looking at a pretty decent and significant decline coming up over the next month.
Oh, I think there's no question about it. No question about it.
As far as the housing thing, in Cook County and Kane and Kankakee counties in Illinois, we are starting to see exponential off-the-map foreclosure notices. And right now, we've had 10 interest rate hikes by this non-federal, non-reserve system. that only 5 of the last 10 hikes are actually in full-blown into the system where it's affecting everybody. We have yet to see the effect of the prior 5 come into the economy.
And
Orange County, California, only 12% of the people can afford houses.
Sure.
42% of the homes sold in California last year were interest only. That's a scary scenario, isn't it, Steve?
It sure is. And paying $1.4 million for a double-wide mobile home in Malibu, California.
I know.
Is the atypical market bubble scenario. But, guys, if this bubble, the housing market bubble, pops, you're looking at 100 million people that are tied to a mortgage who are going to be upside down on their mortgages. They're going to be getting margin calls on their home. And the event that they're going to need to cover this grand pandemonium that's going to come up when tens of millions of people are displaced from their home is going to have to be exponentially larger than anything we saw with the horrific loss of life.
Again, sucking the real wealth out of America and out of the world. That's exactly what these international banksters have done for years. Let's also not forget that there was a momentary spike during the 7/7 bombings in London where a whole bunch of wealth was sucked out of Wall Street as well. Now, if you had advance information that the 7/7 bombings were going to happen, that the stock market would dip, you would be able to capitalize off of that. And we saw that, of course, in 9/11, something we can now prove, I think, very, very well. Hey, that was a great call.
It certainly was. Thanks, Steve. Let's go to Stuart in Texas. Stuart, you're on the Alex Jones radio program.
Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to make a couple comments. I was in Crawford, I guess, 2 weeks ago. With the 8 or 5 war supporters, Bush supporters, and hundreds of peace activists, I had some success in some conversation with some of them keeping it simple and bringing up Vietnam, what got us into Vietnam.
Sure.
Gulf of Tonkin.
Yep.
That event never happened.
Right.
It's our job as Americans. Yes, these troops have volunteered. Yes, and that's part of the risk that, you know, you volunteered, you might go to war. But it's our job as Americans to make sure that our troops, our heroes, don't get sent in a war based on lies and get their legs blown off. By the way, a lot of these troops have lost limbs, and they're not going to be able to ride a bike with George Bush.
Well, not only that, but Stuart, you've also got the problem with the depleted uranium. A lot of them are coming back radioactive and hotter than firecrackers.
Right.
This is the deep, dark secret of this. Is a depleted uranium, which is spent uranium that's being used in the weaponry there in Iraq right now. And it is irradiating the entire population there for years, future generation on top of generation, plus our own troops.
Right.
What you're saying and what I'm saying is we are really supporting our troops.
Yes, absolutely. And I'll be going tomorrow. So with you, Jack.
We'll meet you down at Serrano's between 10:30 and 11 tomorrow. Stuart, by the way, is just a great activist here, a real leader in Texas, and we're really fortunate to have you, Stuart, with us.
Okay, thanks for
Well, God bless you, Stuart. You are really one of the people who is honestly supporting the troops, and look what's happening to them when they get back home.
None of this stuff is hard to see.
Yeah, what's happening to them when they get back home? How are they being taken care of by the VA?
Erskine, I interviewed a troop yesterday, was in the front lines in the Battle of Baghdad. He was, of course, a National Guard guy with 2 credits left for his college education. They shipped him over to Iraq. I asked him about depleted uranium, and he said that they're just not that concerned about it over there. They know about it, but it's really not that big of a concern. So, I mean, even though they were giving them the information, it's still very difficult for them. Of course, we have to put themselves in their combat boots. You're there. You don't have any choice that you're there. Unfortunately, it doesn't do any good to worry about all the death and destruction because you don't have a choice. But maybe you do have a choice.
This depleted uranium is going to be the Agent Orange of this new war.
You better believe it. Thanks for the call, Stuart, and thanks for all the work you do. We'll see you tomorrow.
Now, we'll be talking with Kevin in Austin. Kevin? You're on the Alex Jones radio program.
Great
What's up,
job,
Kevin?
Gentlemen. Great job, guys.
Perfect timing, Erskine.
Kevin,
you put
we
right
just barely
break.
Got you on, so we're going to take a short break, try to make a little bit of money, and we'll be back talking with you, Kevin, from Austin, Dan from Texas, and Patrick from my home state of Kentucky when we get right back on the Alex Jones radio program, 800-259-9231.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 150091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is the Alex Jones program. This is the most informative 3 hours in radio. And we're talking with Jack Blood, who is my co-host, who does Deadline Live every day, Monday through Friday, and that's 2 to 4 o'clock Central Time, and I'm the host of Erskine Overnight, 11 p.m. Saturday night, and we're talking with our friend Kevin in Austin. Kevin, you've got a couple of comments you want to make, and you're more than happy to. Go for it.
Again, great job, guys. A lot of things you've hit on I want to talk about. Number one, got a PSA out on Radio Free Austin, so we're going to have quite a group with us tomorrow. I wanted to extend the invitation to you, Erskine. Jump on a Southwest flight and get over here. We'll take you with us.
I would love to if I could do it, but I would certainly love to. I expect that I'm going to meet you sometime because you're doing a great job. People talking about people who can do things, one person can make a difference, can't they, Kevin?
Well, you know, they want you to think you can't, but, yeah, you know, many hands make light work. The previous caller, Stewart, organized to put a roof on the George Pulliam's house, the man that rebuilt the church in Waco. Great guy. There's a lot of great patriots here in Austin and truth seekers. You were talking about the American Legion a little earlier. I sent an email, I think, over to you, Jack. There was a Korean War vet at one of the lectures in Idaho or Utah when Bush was speaking to the troops. And he had these ear flaps on, and I'll just call it bull caca protectors is what it's... I saw some video also. There were a lot of old World War II Korean vets standing up during his lecture, his speech, with their backs to him. Looked like they stood up and turned their backs on Bush. But and this one goes out to Ron in New York. Ron, get a hold of Jack Blood. I need to talk to you, my friend. He was discussing the helicopters and the 50s, and Jack, when we go up to Crawford tomorrow, we may take a little side trip on the way and stop off in Temple, and I'll show you where DynCorp has their overhaul facility to modify Hueys into Super Hueys. And speaking to the people involved with that, a lot of it's for Plan Columbia, which DynCorp provides helicopters for,
yep.
But they also said, well, there's a lot of Homeland Security money out there, so we're going to get it.
Well, DynCorp is the one that's done by Pug Whitaker, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bill,
we've done a lot of programming and a lot of talking about Pug and the type of thing that he has done, and you can see a lot of that in there are a number of books out that talk about DynCorp and what they're up to. That's another one of the major defense contractors.
Well, you can see at least
there are also baby rapers, which was pointed out by Cynthia McKinney to Myers and to Rumsfeld. They didn't have many answers to that question, but they've been wrapped up in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of rape cases with their contractors. That's who we want representing us here with our American dollars.
Well, on the way to Crawford, we can look at all their helicopters being overhauled to police us. And I'll leave it at that. The PSA's out. We're going to have quite a few people coming with us tomorrow. And let's just get in there and support Cindy and try, if we can, to educate these bloodthirsty lunatics on the right side of the street. I mean, you know, the Christian conservatives are like the bulldoze crosses. That's the bunch. So we'll all have a good time. Erskine, look forward to seeing you in the future, and y'all keep up the great work.
Thanks
all right,
for the call, Kevin.
You got it. Thank you, Kevin. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on the Alex Jones radio program.
Erskine, Jack, how are y'all?
Doing fine, Dan. Doing real good.
Just one comment from earlier. I agree with you, Erskine. Only I'd go a step further. I don't know that you can find two senators who give a darn.
No, that's why I said maybe you go to your congressman because that's...
I don't know that you'd find a dozen congresspeople, representatives who give a darn.
You may be right. You may absolutely be right. But you can find people in the city council who will care because you can get them out of office.
And then, Jack, I'm 99% sure I'm going to be in Crawford tomorrow. It'll be my third trip down there since Cindy's been there.
I'm really inspired by the fact that she went back there after her mother was sick. I didn't expect her to do that. So I'm really inspired, and I want to go up there and show my support and maybe give a talking to the people up there protesting animal rights and whatever else, taking advantage of the situation. But we'll look forward to seeing you there. You know, we're going to be meeting at Serrano's Cafe tomorrow, Lincoln Village, between 10:30 and 11. So if you want a caravan up with us, we'd love to have you.
Near Oklahoma. So I'll be coming from the north. And,
well, that's quite a trip for you,
so
yeah.
Once there, I'd sure like to run into you and Kevin and Stewart and the gang. I'm easy to find. I'm blind. And I'll have a cane, and so if I can't find you and you see me, I'd love to chat with you, fellas.
Well,
they'll find you there, Dan. They'll find you there. We'll be right back. Thank you for the call, Dan, on the Alex Jones radio program.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
At Genesis Radio, we are proud to bring you PC Security Shield. Spyware, viruses, and pop-up advertisements are out to annoy us and slow down our computers. PC Security Shield will prevent and eliminate these programs before they are allowed to disrupt your computer. We rely on PC Security Shield to protect our computers so that we can bring you, the listener, the programs you want to hear without interruption. Please log on to GCNLive.com and click on the PC Security Shield banner at the top of the page for a discount available only to our loyal listeners at GCN.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Informative 3 hours in radio, the Alex Jones radio program. Now, I want to remind you, martial law, 9/11, the rise of the police state. We know about it. You can see it. You'll find out this is a incredible video because you'll discover Building 7, the smoking gun of 9/11. You'll also discover much, much more. It's actually two, three videos in one, Bohemian Grove, and it co-stars my friend Jack Blood. Jack, you're a co-star on this, aren't you?
I can't, you know, I knew the day would come if I worked hard enough that I would end up in an Alex Jones movie, and it finally came true, and there's a lot of other very good people in this movie, too. Just a fantastic film, Erskine.
The Rise of the Police Day, available on VHS or DVD, and you can get it at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. If you're thinking about having a showing, get some extra copies that you can sell to some friends. The number to call is 888-253-3139. Get it while you can, because we don't know how much longer you're going to be able to get any of these videos. 888-253-3139. If the American Legion has their way, you won't get this video. So get the video that supports the Alex Jones radio program. It's a three-hour video, Martial Law 9/11, The Rise of the Police State, 888-253-3139. There are a lot of people who want to stop these videos, aren't there, Jack?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, there's been a lot of cases where people have handed these videos out to law enforcement and others, and they've been arrested and had to go to court to defend their position. A lot of persecution regarding these particular formats of information. And, man, it's just amazing, because I've been in this now for about 5 years, Erskine, and I've just seen a tremendous amount of people waking up, and it's due to these documentaries.
Land of the brave, home of the free. You want to be brave, you want to be free, you want to reclaim your country, get Rise of the Police State, 9/11, Martial Law, 9/11, The Rise of the Police State, 888, toll-free, 253-3139.
And it has all the updated information about 9/11, talks about Bohemian Grove. I think the last hour of the film might be the best. But as you say, Erskine, it's three films in one. And, you know, this will do your work for you, folks, because you don't have to remember everything. You don't have to have your notes all organized. All you got to do is hand somebody one of these films, and it does your job for you. And then they can join us. And you never know, the next person, Erskine, that you hand a film to could be the next Alex Jones or the next Erskine, and they can go out and wake up thousands and thousands of people. Just one person.
You betcha. Let's go to Patrick in Kentucky.
God bless you guys and everything you're doing.
Hey, hi, Patrick.
Yeah.
I'm a Kentucky colonel. Always proud to talk to a fellow Kentuckian.
Where are you from?
Originally from Louisville.
Okay.
You notice I said it right? I said Louisville.
Okay, I'm in Owensboro.
I've been down there. They got the best barbecue sauce in the world down there, Moonlight.
Yeah, they sure do.
I haven't had lunch yet. Come on, you guys.
Man, I'm telling you, it is what we in the South call larrapin' good. That is so good. Right across from Evansville, Indiana, in case you want to place it around there. Go ahead and talk to us. What you got, Patrick?
Well, you need to tell me how to make some money there. You were talking about that a while ago.
One of the things you can do, if you get the Alex Jones videos, you can buy them at a discount. You can sell them. Minus the postage, if you want to. You could save everybody a little bit, and you can actually make yourself some money by selling them to your friends, or just go out and make some copies. You've got to get this information out. There's one way.
Jack, I finally found myself a mercury-free dentist, and I'm now mercury-free.
Absolutely. Good for you. So am I. I never let them put the mercury in me in the first place, though. I don't know how I managed to do that.
I've been so very sick. Hey, I wanted to tell you guys some information I found out. I want to warn anybody who is desperate to want to get arrested. I'm not saying don't protest, because we got to do that. But anybody that is talking about getting arrested, I just found out recently that 80 million people have been implanted with these dental microchips. I don't know if you all have heard anything.
I've heard a little bit about that. Why don't you? Could you go into some detail for
us? Well, I have a friend I hadn't seen in 11 years, and he showed up, and he was telling me about these wall voices and all these things coming out of the walls and everything. And the first thing I thought this guy's sociopathic, and this is the label he's been given forever. But I did some research into it, and what he told me was that he got himself arrested over some ordeal, and he was in jail, and they had some crony inmate in there that knocked most of his teeth out, and some outfit came in there, and he said they were foreign looking, came in there and took them out of the jail, out of the county jail, and took them to some undisclosed location, pumped them up full of chemicals, and did all this stuff to them. And, you know, he keeps harping and harping and harping on this. And then I found the smoking guns and I can send you this information about how 80 million people have been implanted with these dental microchips.
Your friend needs to extract that chip, get it under a microscope, and use it as evidence. That's what I always tell people to do. It sounds like you have the same dentist as Sirhan, John Hinckley, and Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah, well, you know, I've been trying to tell him this, and he's telling me it's all propaganda. But, you know, my father was the captain in World War II, and he had all his teeth pulled out.
That should show up in an X-ray, and he should extract that and you know, get that under a microscope and then
absolutely
use that as evidence.
Absolutely. Get proof of it, but that certainly, have him check it out, and let's get some proof of it. Patrick, thank you so much for the call from Kentucky. Let's go to Leon in Las Vegas. Leon, welcome to the Alex Jones radio program. Good to have you with us.
Oh, and great show. You guys are doing a fantastic job. And, you know, you've touched on so many great things. I originally called about something else, but you were talking about getting a bunch of folks, you know, a bunch of these experts together for a little symposium kind of on the 9/11.
Sure.
I would like to offer my services. I have the ability to put out probably 200,000 plus video streams on an internet television network, and you know, being in Las Vegas, I know it's tough to get everybody together, but it's a great place to gather and meet.
You better believe it. Leon, let me give you my email. It's Erskine at erskineonradio.com.
Yeah, certainly.
And go ahead and email me. I would love to have some information from you about that. I get to Vegas quite often. Now, something I don't understand, with all of the problems and with all the economic situations, I have never seen the number of condos going up as they're going up in Vegas. The one that Trump put up sold out within 48 hours. Ivana Trump's got one going up. There must be a dozen or two dozen huge skyscraper condos going up in Vegas. These condos, ladies and gentlemen, $500,000 to $3 million a pop. What's going on?
I've never seen anything like it. Okay,
and who wants to live on the Strip, Leon?
I know. But real quick, I'll give you my theory about that. Las Vegas has nothing naturally. Everything that is used here is brought in by truck. All the water is operated through basically one valve. Now, if you wanted to herd a bunch of people into one area and have control of them, why don't you just create an economic hotspot in a place where there's virtually nothing going for it? And
where they have to rely on the globalists to bring in all their bread and water.
Of course. Yeah. Just personal theory. But also, another great guest for that would be Dr. Joyce Riley in her Beyond Treason film.
Well, she's been on Coast to Coast many times and should be involved in most any panel, as should Davon Kleiss, two people I admire greatly. You know, Patrick, what I say is, you know, get a press release, put that out, start in your local community if you haven't already, and, you know, one of the best things you can do is contact your universities, because they will definitely have some faction or another that will have you come speak and make your presentation, and send that press release to every radio show in the country and push to get yourself on.
Well, actually, what Leon's suggesting there, I think, is
Leon,
an excellent idea. If you can stream it to 200,000 people,
absolutely,
and
live in studio.
Oh yeah, that would be
call-ins and a message board running with it. Also, in fact, you know, you guys, I don't know if you mind me saying this, but Joyce Riley is going to be on my next show, and Davon Kleiss will be on my show after that. It's live every Monday night. Can I put the website out?
Go right ahead.
Sure.
It's www.cen.tv, and it's live every Monday night. And I've had some fantastic guests, like
you know,
the message board running with it and everything.
You know, Leon, I'm also doing a simulcast TV show of my radio show, which comes up here in about 15 minutes, and you can go to jackblood.com to find out more about that. And I think it's the revolution. It really is a great new infrastructure coming up. I'm glad to see that you're part of it, because we've got this 500 channels of programming that we get with cable, and my cable here is Cult of the Eye, AOL, of course, who oversees everything I watch and do. But now you can take a line right from your computer, put it right into your TV. There's more and more information, TV shows, documentaries coming out on the internet, and
sure,
and very soon you'll be able to completely sustain yourself with information on your television thanks to the internet. So good job, man.
Well, if you're watching regular TV, the only show worth watching, in my opinion, on news is Lou Dobbs. That's it, Leon. So be in touch with me, and next time I'm in Vegas, I'll give you a holler.
Hey, I'd love to have you on the show.
You got it, my man. We'll do it. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing fine, Lauren. How about yourself?
Excellent show. I just wanted to bring up, by way of solutions, to get people trying to figure out what can we do. Okay, now, I'm just going to say, obey God, is what we need to do. Now, most Christians don't do that. They put their children in these schools and so that the godless heathens don't win. Oh, we can't let them take it over. But the problem is you're disobeying God when you do that. He said to raise up your children in the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not depart from it. So basically, we're going against the proper way to do this. You know, we didn't have schools in this country when it was originally founded.
Okay, so what you're talking, we've had three people. We've had a number of people. We've had Kevin, who's been doing a lot of work down there. We've had Patrick, who's got some suggestions, what he wants to do. Leon, who's putting stuff out. And yourself, and you're saying one of the things we should do is take our kids out of the schools, put them in homeschool, do some homeschooling. Am I correct?
Well, yeah, and the thing is, if we unite in truth instead of in groups where we're protesting against, you know, does light protest against dark? No, light is. Darkness is an absence of light. So if we unite in truth, then we'll quickly gain the upper hand because there'll be millions of thinking humans. And, I mean, group protests are okay. I'm not, you know, knocking it. But joining in a group once or twice a year to go and protest something cannot compete with individuals taking responsibility on a daily basis.
Right.
And as freedom-loving Americans, if we would raise and educate our own children every day, think about it. No more mass brainwashing. You're cutting the state budgets, many of them by half. I'm in Ohio. You got a $50 billion budget, $26 billion of it. It's for education that they're robbing the place blind. And it creates tightly knit families where the children are friends and the families work together. Together, rather than you got children who think their parents are stupid, no fashioned. You know, you got Tommy Thompson out there saying, "Take your microchip. Your parents are old, stupid, old fashioned. They're just not modern. You're the new age." You see, and the children, they hate their siblings because you've got these artificial barriers. You know, first grade, third grade.
Sure.
You know, the older one hates the younger one. They don't work together, and they've got their own new fake little artificial family made up of ignorant peers from their own age. You know, frequently misguided. You know,
Lauren, if you read The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America by Charlotte Iser, the former education department cabinet appointee under the Reagan administration, you'd never put your kids in school ever again. In fact, two other books, Home Alone America is one, and Wildest Colts Make the Best Horses by our own Dr. John Breeding down here in Texas. I mean, these are all required reading if you're raising a family. And I got to tell you, Lauren, that's what we do in our house. And our boy is 2 years old, never been to daycare. He works with and hangs out with all the other Patriot kids, and they're as smart as whips, I'll tell you.
Well, there you go. And the thing is, if Hitler was smart enough to get the children, what do you think we did with the American Indians' children? When we wanted to break that up, when we wanted to stop their resistance, we took those children.
And no child left behind. You're leaving my child behind.
That's right. So you guys are on the right track, but I'm just wanting to encourage people that if you'll just do what God says, He says the best way to do things. Now, we're free people. You have a right to disobey Him, but then don't be upset about the consequences. You know, your child's coming home, they've aborted a baby, or they've tattooed up, or they're ignorant, they can't read. You shouldn't be surprised to get that fruit, and when you sit there and think you're going to just go ahead and put them in school, you're going to put them in schools where you won't even go fight the fight to tell the truth, but you're going to put your little child in there, and he's supposed to stand against all this, and you're thinking, you know, what they do is they convince us that, oh, well, we're going to win if you take your children out, then we've got the schools. No, what happens is you've got a herd mentality. When
they're not schools anymore, Lauren. They're indoctrination centers.
Well, right, but the thing is, people are still covetous, and when they see those homeschooled children, it's funny, I thought of an idea for a T-shirt. Be cool on the front, homeschool on the back. When you see all these homeschoolers, and they're kicking butt, and they're literate, and they're smart, and they're confident, and they're upright, and people get covetous, and they say, you know, I want that. And so the herd will follow if us Christians will just do the right thing instead of...
Lauren, just admit it here on radio. You're with Al-Qaeda.
I tell you what, aren't I, though? Well, thanks a lot. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Thanks,
great
Lauren. That is incredible. We're getting a lot of positive things. People say, well, you're putting out all this information. What can you do positively? Use your head and just do a little bit of thinking.
Let me tell you, Erskine, when we go up to Crawford tomorrow, I'm not going up to join the anti-war movement. I'm going up to join the pro-peace movement, okay?
You betcha. Okay, who's up next? Is it Russell?
Yes.
Russell.
Russell
welcome
in Florida.
You guys do a great job going in. I'll tell you, I love listening to the two of you.
It's a lot of fun for me. Erskine and I thought, should have our own show someday.
I tell you, you should. You guys are really in tune with what's happening. And I find myself you know, usually you disagree with people. I don't think I've ever disagreed with either of you two and anything you've said.
That's oh, now that's scary, Russell.
It is
sometimes
scary.
Sometimes I wake up and disagree with myself. So.
I got a question for you two. Actually, something I don't think is being talked about much, and I'm curious, is these latest plane crashes.
Rash of plane crashes, also a rash of bankers being assassinated, as well as microbiologists. Go ahead.
You're not hearing about it. And especially the plane crash in Greece, you know, very fishy scenario there.
Yeah, they're looking into that where the people were supposedly frozen and they had all this sort of problem where the stewardess was trying to fly the plane. They aren't sure. I don't know what the situation is.
What do you think is behind it, Russell? Because it's very odd. As you mentioned, every day now there's a plane malfunction, a plane crash. I mean, you used to go a year or two between those. What do you think is behind all that?
Well, I'll tell you, the first thing I thought very interesting, you know, these globalists are more than happy to scream terrorism when something happens.
Right.
When they immediately rule it out like they did in the plane crash in Queens, New York, right after 9/11, and this one in Greece, you got to start wondering what's happening. I think it's a psyop, actually.
Well, we know they covered up TWA Flight 800 now. That's been divulged.
Absolutely. I've had a number of people on who talked about that. So maybe it is. Maybe they've got something. You've got the new one that happened in Peru. We'll be right back on the Alex Jones radio program.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. fire, the ring of fire.
It's the Alex Jones radio program, sitting in for Alex on this Friday. Just keeping the seats warm till he returns on Monday is myself, Erskine, and my friend Jack Blood, who does a program from 2 to 4 Central coming up next called Deadline Live. So if you're on the line and you're not able to get in, you can certainly be on the Jack Blood program. My program is 11 p.m. Saturday nights. It's called Erskine Overnight. And my website is erskineonradio.com. So if you want to write me, E-R-S-K-I-N-E, a couple of people have said, spell your name. That's it, E-R-S-K-I-N-E, on radio.com. And, Jack, what do you got coming up tomorrow? You've got something very special, don't you?
Well, we're all having a large caravan, probably hundreds of people all traveling together in one large caravan up to Crawford, Texas, to support Cindy Sheehan. And we'll be meeting at Serrano's Cafe and Cantina in Lincoln Village between 10:30 and 11 in the morning, tomorrow morning, Saturday morning, and all heading up. And it should be just a real hectic day up there. But I want to go up and give my support for Cindy Sheehan. I want everybody else to do it. Also, tonight at Opal Divine, 6th Street, in Austin, West 6th Street, 8 p.m., Opal Divine's a general Jack Blood Forum Club meeting. We'd like to see everybody out there. Last month, not the best turnout in the world, so we'd like to see everybody come down for that tonight and have a drink with Jack Blood and be great
what
to meet you.
What time is that? 8 o'clock at Opal Divine's?
8 o'clock, Opal Divine's. It's a bar and grill. Excellent food down there, and you can drink iced tea or electric iced tea. It's up to you, but we'd love to see everybody down there, Erskine.
They sell margaritas?
Yes, they do. The best ones in town.
Ah, my kind of place. Let's go to Jeff in Austin. Jeff, welcome to the Alex Jones radio program. I know you're going down with Jack tomorrow, aren't you?
I'm going to certainly try. Somebody's going to have to throw me in a ride.
You're a good man, Jeff. You got a question for us or a statement?
Well, I was just calling to say I saw the guy, this neocon guy from Cindy Doesn't Speak for Me or whatever it is. I saw him on Fox News a couple of days ago, and this guy—it wasn't—he wasn't just criticizing Cindy Sheehan. He was doing absolute character assassination.
Yep.
Oh, he's just hateful, wasn't he?
And he just kept talking about how hateful our side was, and how he was getting death threats, and that his pets were getting death threats, and things like that.
Did you see, was that the episode where Colleen Rowley was the one sticking up for Cindy Sheehan? Colleen Rowley, of course, the FBI 9/11 whistleblower, was running for Congress up in Minnesota. They put her against him, the episode I saw.
Yeah, I didn't see that one. He was on by himself. It was on a morning episode. And
right.
I just, the way that guy just assassinated, you know, character assassinated, I was just disgusted. I mean, it was just out and out lies.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? Well, that's fair and balanced. It's Fox.
That's exactly it. Yeah, Fox News has really become the fair and balanced network. That's the one we love.
We distort
well,
you to ride.
You got your chance tomorrow down there at 11 o'clock, between 10:30 and 11, to get together and get on down there and tell her that you support Cindy. Thank you, Jeff. Let's go to Tom in Maryland. Real quick, you'll be the last caller. Tom,
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
You're on the Alex Jones Show. You're the last caller for this hour.
Okay. Tell dinner, man.
I just wanted to say I am an owner of all of Alex's films, and they are very effective. I have passed a few out, and then they keep circulating, fortunately. But a film that doesn't get discussed a lot is Painful Deceptions, and that happened to be my personal favorite on the whole 9/11.
Eric Huffschmidt was on Coast to Coast with George Norrie last night.
I heard about that. It's very effective, and it's a knockout punch, and kudos to Eric Huffschmidt, absolutely.
You betcha. Thank you, Tom. Now stay tuned for Deadline Live with Jack Blood. Jack, this has been a ball, and thank you,
have
Alex
a great
Jones,
weekend.
For letting us sit in for you on this Friday.
Stay bold, folks.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.